Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. For Central Floridians who relish a good pickle, the news is sweet and not sour. This weekend, Orlando gets its first Pickle Fest. This all-local event is bringing together Central Florida-based bands, creators, and of course, food trucks and chefs offering special pickle dishes. This lighthearted pickle fest also features a pickle bucking bronco. Yes, really. Ton Yasmenoglu is a coordinator for Pickle Fest. He says he's put together burger and wing cook-offs before, but this time his Melbourne-based company wanted to try something unusual and quirky, kind of like Orlando itself.
We were thinking about getting really specific and focusing in on something. And we thought, people love pickles. We love pickles. I'm a huge fan of pickles. So we suggested the idea, and it's getting a good response so far, and we're loving it.
I have to ask, the pickle bucking bronco. I'm fascinated by the pickle bucking bronco. I need to know where that came from.
That's our mechanical bull that we're going to have at the event. It's going to be free for all our attendees to come and ride the mechanical pickle. It's going to be sick.
It seems like an absolutely fantastically bizarre idea, and that's what makes it so compelling. Tell me about what else is going to be at the Pickle Fest. I was just caught off guard entirely by the concept of a pickle bucking bronco, but I know there's a whole bunch more going on. So tell me all about it.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of food vendors that are going to be there, and they all have one specialty pickle dish. So that's going to be awesome. You're going to be able to go to a bunch of different trucks and try a bunch of different pickled things. We're going to have a bar there that has pickled drinks. And then we also have a huge marketplace, a craft marketplace right in the middle of our event. And we have a bunch of really cool pickle vendors. We have a bunch of really cool vendors that do like shirts or something. And they're incorporating the pickle theme into it and making really cool pickled stuff. We're going to be having a pickle eating contest. We're going to be hosting two of those throughout the day. And then we're also going to be having a pickle chugging contest.
Okay, explain to me the difference between a pickle eating contest and a pickle chugging contest.
Okay, so with the pickle eating contest, we have these jumbo pickles. They're huge. And we're going to see who can get the most pickles down the fastest. And then with the pickle chugging contest, we're going to get that real vinegary juice that comes in those pickle bottles and see who can endure it the longest.
It seems like this whole event is original and hard to put in a box. And it seems to me that people are looking for a couple of things right now. A niche that will sort of get people's attention, something original, something unusual. And a little joy, a little silly, fantastic, positive joy.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
It seems like Pickle Fest might have been born of that kind of zeitgeist. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that. It's going to be a blast. It's just like it's going to be a day out there where you can just forget about the rest of everything else going on in the world. And just really just be surrounded by endless amounts of pickles. It's going to be awesome.
So is it family friendly?
Absolutely. We're going to have a free kid zone at our event too. It'll have a couple bounce houses and some fun activities for them to do. And then for the adults, we actually have a free axe throwing there as well.
Does that go along with the vibe of forget the rest of everything else of what's going on and maybe even work out a little frustration if you got it?
Yeah, it's just like enjoy your day. Forget about the rest of the world. Do something new. Some people have never thrown an axe before, and it's definitely something, you know, fun that you can do that you don't get to do every single day. It's a lot of power that's in your hand, for sure. Pretty cool when you get it to stick in the wood finally.
In these times, thinking about, you know, folks just looking for a little joy, a little fun, a little something quirky for their Instagrams, maybe a little something fun for the whole family. What would you like folks to take away from attending something like Picklefest?
I just want them to walk away from the Picklefest having experienced a good time, having maybe made some new friends out there, tried some new pickled things that they've never tried before, maybe tried a food truck that they've never tried before that they wouldn't have tried if they hadn't gone to an event like this. We love supporting like our local food trucks and stuff like that too. So we're going to have local Orlando food trucks, and then we'll have food trucks from neighboring counties as well. So yeah, I just want people to go out there, have a good time, make it a big deal, just have fun out there.
A big deal. I see what you did there. That was Ton Yasmenoglu with Picklefest. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.